Hello, this is Scott Wells for The Magic Word. And today, from Cullen, Michigan, I have as my guest Mr. Rick Fisher with Fab Magic. Hey, Rick.
Hi, Scott.
I'm glad to have you here today, and I wanted to touch base with you because I know that there was recently a fire in downtown Cullen, Michigan, and I had received an email from Al the Only, and I think if anybody is on his list, it probably sent that out to just a ton of people with some photos by John Pullum. And tell me something about this, since you're involved with the committee there.
Well, we're in the process of trying to reevaluate what kind of damage there is. We know that Curly's in the Prudential Building, which was the corner building on the corner of Blackstone and State Street, is a total loss. And they have already relocated across the street to an empty building, which is a positive sign already. Curly's is, there's no way they're going to redevelop that building. It's long gone. But the five-star building next to it, which has a conjoining wall, is still the outcome of that is still up in the air.
Now, is that the one that was the real estate office on the corner?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then across the street, I thought that you say that was an empty building. What was that before?
That was used to be the as of October, it was a little pawn shop.
Yeah.
They would buy and sell gold and silver.
Uh-huh.
And they were right next door to my old location, which was on the other side of the street too.
Mm-hmm. And I should back up just a little bit before we continue to talk about the fire. Tell me what your position is on the town council there.
Well, I'm president of the Downtown Development Authority and co-chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay.
And I'm not on the council, but we report to the council as an entity under their umbrella. So we're trying to do whatever we can to enhance Cullen.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at, we've applied for facade grants. Obviously, this is a little bit of a setback, but we have a lot of ideas that the people in town want to see this town grow. We just spent $15 million on our schools, completely renovating them last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So the folks in this town want to see Cullen grow. They don't want it to go away like a lot of small towns. And we're very unique because we have an identity. We're the magic capital of the world,
right.
And there aren't too many little towns that have identities like that.
That's true. As I recall, didn't it used to be that the mascot was the rabbits for the high
Still
school?
Still is.
Okay,
is.
Yeah.
You're the Cullen Magi. That's our. We have a new rabbit and hat, and that's our. And the big rabbit is our mascot.
So going back over then to the fire, what was the actual cause? Was it something back in Curly's kitchen or something, or have they determined that yet?
Yeah, it has been determined it was a grease fire. Now, according to the fire marshal, there's still some ifs, how it happened and where it happened, but pretty much in the kitchen area. And I spoke with Kathy Earle, her and her husband Dan own the restaurant, and they said pretty much it was a grease fire in the back area.
Mm-hmm.
And then these buildings are over 100 years old. They were built after the Civil War. So they're old, so they've got a lot of old wood, and doesn't take long, and once they catch fire, there's no putting them out quick.
Right. When you say 100 years old, it's more like 150 years old.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for a long time. Well, now, I know that building was not, it is separate from the American Legion Hall, so that was unaffected, I assume?
Yes, the American Legion is two or three stores down.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even close to the fire, but there's a house next to it, and a lady has a little shop in there, and they were able to save that building, and she did not suffer any fire damage.
Okay, well, that's why I wondered how far down it went. It was smoke or fire damage at all. So basically, it was contained to just those few buildings on the corner there.
Yeah, this was those three buildings, and
mm-hmm.
again, we'll just have to wait and see what happens with Five Star.
Right. Now, you had told me earlier about the program that Cullen has for stars, the Walk of Fame. Can you tell me something more about that?
Sure. Last year, it was an idea that was brought up. It wasn't our idea. It was not my idea. Steve Chesedey, several years ago, brought up the idea to someone here in town that it would be cool to have some stars in the sidewalk. And Carl Thornton and his wife mentioned it to me, and I went to town council, and I said, this would be a good fundraiser. Why don't we start soliciting magicians to put stars in our sidewalk, and let's create a quote-unquote tourist trap and see if we can get people to come to town. And And as soon as they gave me permission to go out and start soliciting, within 2 days, I had 3 stars sold.
Wow.
Now we're up to 7 stars, and we're getting more inquiries by the week. Of course, the goal is to have as many as we can. We'd love to have stars just lining the sidewalks all up town, and that would help solidify our title as Magic Capital of the World.
And if somebody wants to have their own stars, not like something on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood where they kind of vote like they do for the Oscars, this is something that you can purchase like you would a plot in the cemetery. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, there is a process, not a voting process, but our DDA board looks at every application. So we just don't put every single person that wants to go in here.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be very selective, not to the point where we're trying to shun people away, but there are a lot of folks that have made Colon the Magic Capital of the World that we feel those people need to be recognized first. And by our board takes a look at the application, and then we all approve it. Not, I don't do it by myself. So we do it together and make a unanimous vote on it. That way we know we can kind of keep an eye on which kind of stars we're having put in there. We don't want JoJo the Clown putting a star in there. We're trying to keep it traditional.
Right.
We're trying to keep it
somewhat exclusive.
Keep it very exclusive, yes.
Right. And is there a certain number or limit to the stars? I mean, kind of like the plots in the cemetery? I mean, once you're out, you're out?
No, you know, we've got plenty of sidewalk to cover. So they're 16-inch by 16-inch, solid bronze. They're guaranteed for life. So we have no minimums, no maximums.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of sidewalks to cover.
And if someone wants to apply for that, then is there a website or a form, an application, and how much, what do they do?
Yes, we have set up a website. The website's called magiccapitaloftheworld.com, and that's Magic Capital spelled with an O, C-A-P-I-T-O-L. MagicCapitalOfTheWorld.com, and there is a banner project that we also have. We have all new banners put up around town, and then we also have, so you'll see Magic Walk of Fame, Stars Walk of Fame, which is one of the tabs, and you can just click on it. There is an application on there. You can fill it out, and you can either print it off and send it in, or you can email.
And while we're on the subject over there, I mentioned about the plots. That can you tell me about something about that as well? Is that on the same website? If you wanted to reserve a cemetery lot,
no, you'd have to call the Village of Colon Township, and then you'd have to talk because it's different. It's different prices, Scott. Because if you're an out-of-stater,
right,
there's a different price. If you live in town, there's a different cost. And I think it's like $500 per plot in town. But if you're a resident, but I don't know what it would cost for somebody else. But we have 28 magicians buried in our cemetery, which is, you know, believe it or not, the only cemetery in the world that has that many magicians buried in it.
Wow.
So everybody kind of calls Colon home for life and for death.
And death. And then beyond that, the final thing is I understand they have these bricks that you can purchase that are in the park nearby. Can you tell me about that project?
Yep, the brick project is called Buy a Brick Campaign, and you buy a brick and you have it engraved the way you want, and then they install that in our new community park, which is absolutely gorgeous, and we just put a new gazebo in about 3 months ago. So, and we're looking to put an amphitheater in. So the bricks are designed to help raise money to fund these projects. We got a grant to initially put this program together, but we need more funds in order to maintain the park and to keep adding more to it as we go along.
Mm-hmm. So that's an ongoing project then as well, that you can purchase those bricks.
It is, and I don't have a tab yet on that, but if someone's interested, they can certainly give us a call, and we can fill them in on the cost. I think it's $75 for bricks. It's very affordable.
And how do they get in touch with you for that?
They can email me at sales@fadmagic.com, or they can pick up the telephone, and better yet, call me at 269-432-4017, and then we'll direct them to the right people.
Okay. So getting back then to the fire, when you're saying that it's a good possibility of maybe raising the building, and if so, will Curly's be coming back again?
You know, I haven't had that conversation with Dan and Kathy. They're still pretty much shell-shocked
at
this point.
Sure.
And, you know, it's a very sensitive subject. They've owned the bar for 29 years. It's been Curly's for 75 years. Before that, believe it or not, it was a movie theater. And so there's a lot of history, a lot of tradition there. I'm sure Dan and Kathy right now are weighing, you know, their options. And we certainly, the community is certainly behind them and would love for them to rebuild. That's a decision that they're going to have to make.
Right. Well, you know, there was that magic carpet, or what was it? I think it was out closer to the cemetery that kind of closed some years ago. That used to be a popular place. And
it burned down.
Is that what happened to that, too?
The original magic carpet burned down about, I don't know, 15 years ago. And after that fire, then they rebuilt and called it Clancy's. And then they went out of business going on 5 or 6 years now. So that's an empty restaurant. So if anybody wants to come open a restaurant, we have one waiting for them.
So that's open there as well. Is there any plan, since you're involved with the association there, Rick, as far as trying to put any motels or something, or do you want to kind of keep it the way that it is?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. For those who've been to Colon, we have a big old, what's called the Lamnet factory on the outside of town. That's a giant brick building that was used as a seminary, and then it was used as a furniture factory, and it's been sitting empty for many, many years. And everybody has always said, that wouldn't that be great to put a motel or a hotel or, you know, a bed and breakfast in there? Well, ironically, in October, an Amish gentleman bought the building. He is in the process of, he's had one auction already, and then he's going to have several other auctions to get it cleaned out to raise enough money to remodel the place. This place is humongous. One of the things he's talking about is putting like a bed and breakfast rooms type thing in there. I mean, that's way down the road, but at least it's on his radar, and those are things that he's thinking about. But no motels, no hotels. We don't even know where we'd put one right now.
Yeah, sounds like, I mean, it's a small town, like to keep it kind of that way, and it's a nice resort. Wouldn't say a sleepy town, but as I've often heard referred to as Mayberry, RFD kind of a place.
I always wanted to live in Mayberry, and I always wanted Floyd the Barber. We've got one of those, and we've got. I haven't seen Aunt Bee for a while, but everybody else is. It's like when you walk down the street, Scott. Every morning, somebody's honking at you, waving at you. Good morning, good afternoon.
Right.
You know, you can't get that in a big town.
No, that's for sure. Oh, one last thing, again, to kind of wrap. Would you mind sharing with me what we talked about off air a little bit, as far as what the council is about to do, or the radio station coming in?
On April the 29th, last week we were contacted by the ITC group, which is the big electric transmission group here in Michigan. And every year they have a group from WJR Radio out of Detroit, and they go around different parts of the state and they spotlight different communities. Well, the gal that's in charge of this has become a very good friend of ours and a good friend of Colon's. In fact, they bought a star and a banner last year. And she called me last week, ironically, 1 hour before the fire, and gave me the good news that WJR Radio is going to do a remote, a live broadcast from our shop. And they're going to be here and interview all of a lot of the folks from Colon, the mayor, and et cetera. Just within the last 20 minutes, and I had told her that we had a fire, and she came back this afternoon and said that ITC is donating $10,000 to our fire restoration project to help us get back on our feet again.
That's fantastic. That's great.
So they believe in us, too. This is a big, huge corporation, and for them to come along and say, you know, and they've been here. They were here for Magic Week. They spent a lot of time in my shop, and they understand what small town's about, and they realize that we're busting our butts trying to get this town back to where it used to be. And they appreciate that effort, so they're rewarding us for that effort.
That's awfully nice of them. Well, I would certainly be remiss if I didn't ask you about your own convention, which is going to be coming up, the Magic Celebration, the 10th annual, which is going to be moved from a tent into inside, actually, an air conditioner. Can you tell me something a little bit about that and the dates and all that kind of stuff?
Sure. The dates are July 31st through August the 3rd. We have 6 lectures, a big close-up show planned, 4 stage shows. I've hired some of the top talent in the country to come. And we've got a world's largest magic flea market. We're having dealers. We're having a little party throughout every day, trying to do something different, free shows inside the shop every day. We've just got lots of things that we're trying to do to get more magicians back to Colon. Abbott's is having their convention the following week. So we've got 2 weeks of magic. You can't go anywhere in the world and enjoy 2 weeks of magic and see the best magic in the world in one spot than you can this year.
Well, it also sounds like not only can you enjoy magic for a couple of weeks there, but you can actually make some money. So if everybody wanted to bring something, tell me about the flea market.
Well, the flea market's going to be on Friday and Saturday. We're having it at the elementary school. I've leased that area, too, for the week. So we're going to have our regular dealers area. But we're trying to think outside the box, Scott, trying to do things differently. In magic conventions, it seems like the dealers areas have become kind of stale from with the people that are telling me to go to these conventions. So we're trying to breathe a little life into it, do things a little bit differently, see if it works.
Yeah.
And bring more, if it's an opportunity to get folks in the door, there is no charge to come to the flea market. It's free, except if you want to sell something. It's a table for $30. You can sure make more than that while you're here. And we think that it will draw folks in from all over the place.
Great. That's a good idea and a good adjunct, I believe, to a convention that most don't have. I mean, some have auctions, but they don't have flea markets where they encourage everybody to bring their own stuff and get rid of it.
Right, and we're having an auction, too. Every year we have, for 10 years, we've been having our mad auction in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually so crowded you can't even breathe in here. So at 11 o'clock on Friday night, we're moving the auction down to the elementary school. So everybody will have an opportunity that has a table to auction something off.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a chance for them to make a little extra money and, you know, buy something to take home and show their wife.
Great. Yeah. Look what I bought, honey. Oh, great.
More stuff.
That's going back next year to the flea market.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Rick, thank you very much again. And as we start to sign off, just give us the website there again for the your convention, the Magic Celebration.
It's ColonMichiganMagic.com.
There you go. That was Rick Fisher. Oh, and the very last thing. I always like to ask my guests over this, since my podcast is called The Magic Word, what is your magic word?
My magic word is fabulous.
Fabulous. For fab magic. That's Rick Fisher. makes sense to me. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks, Scott.
For The Magic Word, this is Scotty out.